you know, this is a wonderful opportunity for me to hear from just some outstanding parents. You got Roger from Ann Arbor, who's got two little ones, and is doing a great job balancing work and family. Works at Ford Motor Company, and he and his wife are trading off back and forth in terms of the hours that they put in, but also putting in a lot of time at home. We got Lisa, who's got a 10-year-old and two twin 7.5-year-olds. And again, her company has been able to work with her so that she has some work time flexibility and is able to be a great mom and an outstanding contributor to a Fortune 100 company. We got Shelby here, whose children are a little older, a single mom. She's done a great job. Obviously went through some struggles as a single mom, like my mom did, but now is able not only to work and see her children go to college, but she's also taken some classes because she's retraining and really proud of what you're doing. And then we've got Shirley from New York, who's got a 16-year-old, and you know, has been, in addition to being a great mom and working at a health facility, you know, is also an activist and working to make sure that work pays. So at this table, what you have are people from different parts of the country. They've got different professions, somewhat different income levels, but what binds them together is the recognition that when companies pay their employees decently, give them decent benefits, provide them paid family leave, provide them with some workplace flexibility, that not only the families benefit and the children benefit, but the businesses benefit and the economy benefits. And that's what this Working Family Summit is all about. So I'm looking forward to hearing some of those stories and comparing notes about when I was changing diapers and trying to figure out whether the nanny was going to be able to make it that, you know, on a particular day. All right? Thank you, guys.